The greatest part of the president's job is to make decisions. He can't pass the buck to anybody. No one else can do the deciding for him. There is no job like it on the face of the earth. In the power which is concentrated here at this desk, and in the responsibility and difficulty of the decision.
60 GOP national security experts signed a scathing open letter opposing Trump, calls Trump's vision of American power and influence, quote, wildly inconsistent and unmoored in principle.
If he governs in any way consistent with some of the things he said as a candidate, I would be very frightened.
He has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president.
Say this flat out. Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States.
But he's not fit to be president of the United States.
I know something of the solemn responsibility of leading. We must use our power wisely.
I think there are many people in the upper echelons of the military that are very concerned, not only about some of the things that Mr. Trump has already said he's going to ask the military to do, but more importantly, I think there's an inability for Mr. Trump, at least the way it's been seen, to take advice.
Right. And on what basis is he going to make his decisions? It certainly won't be on any sort of deep knowledge of foreign affairs and national security, because he doesn't have any.
He seems to think that he has all the answers, and that he doesn't need any advice from staff or anybody else.
And that falls under the category of toxic leadership.
Our diplomats are instructed to avoid purely rhetorical hostility. We do not need to use threats to prove we are resolute.
Mr. Trump's bombast is already alarming our allies and fueling the enmity of our enemies.
He doesn't have the temperament, our judgment, to control himself when he gets mad.
He would shoot from the hip. He would rely on gut instinct.
He is erratic. He says crazy things.
He said one stupid, reckless thing after another, and he's shown absolutely no temperament to try to learn the things that he doesn't know, and he doesn't know just about everything.
There is only one sane policy. A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
We're about to turn over the nuclear codes of the United States to an erratic individual.
He's been talking about the possibility, the future option of using a nuclear weapon against our Western European allies.
His finger would be on the nuclear trigger, and this is a man who doesn't know what the nuclear triad is.
This is not somebody who should be handed the nuclear codes.
I think you have to ask yourself, do I want a person of that temperament control the nuclear codes? And as of now, I'd have to say no.
Regardless of your politics, whether you are Republican or Democrat, your fate is tied up with what is done here in this room.
Please welcome Admiral John Hudson from New Hampshire.